The following episode originally aired in 2005.
Hi, I'm Mary McPartland, and today on Piano Jazz, I'm presenting a wonderful pianist from Chicago. Her name is Irma Thompson, and she's a real swinging lady. She plays with great taste. She's delicate yet strong, and she's a swinging piano player. Irma, it's great to see you.
It's great to be here, Marion.
I'm so glad you came, and you've got a brand new recording out, haven't you?
Well, yes, and it's really like the first one I've done in my name. I've recorded with other people, but this is the first one in my name.
So. Well, that's just great. I've been wanting to have you on the show for a long time, and I think your recording is really nice. I'm very happy to be able to hear it and to have you here personally. So,
thank you.
What would you... What should we start out with? What would you like to play as a solo?
Well, the name of the CD is Just in Time, so maybe it would be appropriate to start with that.
That's a very good idea.
Okay.
Okay. That was really nice.
Well, thank you.
It's the first time I've heard you play in person. The Reverend is really nice, but to hear you yourself, it's great. And so many interesting things about you. When you were a kid, how did you get started playing piano?
My mother was in church choir. My father was the associate minister of a church there in Chicago. And so I was around music all the time. My mother used to, she started studying piano so she could rehearse the alto section. And so she started me lessons with Mrs. Omega King. There was a church organist at Liberty Baptist Church at that time.
How old were you then?
Oh, about nine, I guess, nine or 10.
So they could see that you had a lot of aptitude for music, I guess.
Well, I loved it, but that's the way when I got to do Sabo, that's when I got into the singing, because that's what I had been doing. We hadn't been playing any jazz or anything like that. So I got into the special voice. But, and really, to make the long story short, I got into playing jazz after I married Marshall.
That's when you started playing jazz? Oh, no kidding.
Right. I was playing before I got married, but I was, you know, playing other kind of music.
But you really got into the jazz world through Marshall.
Right.
Marshall Thompson, I think of him a lot. Everybody knew his name. He was a great drummer.
Thank you.
I used to tell him that his drumming was like soft shoe. He was such a sweet guy.
Yeah, he did very well.
Well, what are you going to do now? What's going to be your second tune?
Well, we want to try that. Let's see, Back at the Chicken Shack.
Back at the Chicken Shack. I love that name. That'd be great. All right, I'm going to listen to that.
Thank you.
That was really a good blues. Thank you. I've never heard that tune, Back at the Chicken Shack. We haven't done a duet yet. Shouldn't we do a duet?
Sure.
Well, how about Lullaby of the Leaves?
That's good.
Okay. Well, suppose I'll take the melody and you play one, then I'll play one, and then
okay.
we'll just wing it.
Alter.
Okay.
Okay.
Just like we played for years.
Just like we rehearsed it.
Yeah, that's really nice to play playing with you.
Well, I can't believe I'm here with you.
That's a good tune, too. It's funny, I keep thinking about years ago in Chicago and remember this bass player worked with your husband, Richard Evans?
Sure.
He was so great.
Oh, yeah. He's another dedicated musician.
Yeah, and he, I wrote a tune. Actually, I'm going to play it for you. And he wrote a wonderful symphony arrangement for me.
Oh, wow.
He was a really good player. I used to call him the imp.
He's teaching in Berkeley now, at Berkeley.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
I've got to call him up one of these days. Anyway, I'm going to play this tune. It's called With You in Mind.
It sounds great to me.
All right. Thank you.
Marion, that was beautiful. I really enjoyed it.
Well, thank you very much. And
I know Richard really did a wonderful job on it.
Oh, he did, and I still play that once in a while. Oh. He's a terrific musician.
Certainly is.
If I get out to California, I've got to say hello to him sometime. On with the show, and we've got another duet coming up. How do you feel about playing Out of Nowhere?
That's good. That sounds great to me.
Well, you started out.
Okay.
And then I'll fall in somewhere.
Thank you. You were great, too.
You know, it's really nice to find out what a good player you are. You know, you hear somebody on a record, and then you meet them and you're playing together. It's sort of like magic that we never met, and here we are playing together, and it sounds good. You know, we've been playing here for quite a while, and I hate to say it, but we have to end pretty soon, and we haven't done any like good old dirty low down blues, have we?
No, we haven't.
We should do that, shouldn't we? Like somebody wrote in your liner notes, hot and spicy blues. That's what we should do. So you started it out, and I'll just fall in.
In G.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.